I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Oh my gosh.
I've been gone for a little while.
Oh my gosh, Melissa.
But I'm back.
You're back.
I am back.
Oh, you should see the smile on my face right now. Where? Oh, I've missed you, Melissa.
I missed you guys, too. I really did. I felt so guilty. But
how are you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I still can't breathe 100% or whatever, but I'm healing. That's why.
Breathing's overrated.
Right. Don't worry about the whole breathing thing.
Yeah, you don't need to breathe.
I don't need the oxygen. Yeah. We'll just see how it goes. But, yeah, I had sinus surgery. I'm back. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'll tell my gross sinus surgery story later this morning.
Well, apparently, ratings went up last week, so I don't know if it's.
Why am I not surprised?
Correlated or what? But no, Melissa, you've been missed, and we're so glad that you're back.
Oh well, thank you very much. Thank you, I really appreciate that, and I am very, very, very glad to be back. It was so good to see you guys, and I brought you donuts.
I know you did bring us donuts, which I love. Only Melissa McGurn would be the person that, like, she comes back from surgery and she gives us gifts.
Yeah.
Of course, naturally.
I missed you guys this morning. I had to put a smile on your face.
Which, you're not the only one that's back today, Melissa.
No?
No.
Who else is back?
Just a little woman by the name of, I don't know, Tay-Tay Swift.
Tay-Tay's back?
Tay-Tay is back.
Okay.
She was at the VMAs last night.
Yeah, I heard.
And she made quite the announcement.
I had sort of made up my mind that if you were going to be this generous and give us this, I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
I don't know if you heard that date or not over the immense screaming.
October 21st?
You know what date that day is, Melissa.
That's your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
Melissa, Taylor Swift, I'm a huge Swiftie.
Could that be a better birthday present for you?
I don't think it could. Honestly, I don't think there could be a better gift for me. Like, hey, sorry, my wife, but Meredith, there's nothing you can do to top what Tay-Tay just gave me last night. I'm stoked.
The number one gift of the decade.
I am jack stacked.
I bet.
And I, you know, after beating Scotty in that t-shirt competition, I can wear that t-shirt on my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's just all coming together, Melissa.
Okay. Well, then I wonder, if that's the perfect gift for your birthday, what would be the perfect gift for someone else's birthday?
Ooh.
I don't know if I've ever gotten the perfect gift.
Yeah?
Have I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What about you, Kyle?
You ever gotten the perfect gift for your birthday?
The perfect gift. I mean, every gift I receive from my amazing wife is
a perfect gift. Look, we're not looking for that. What's the perfect gift you've either given? If you've either given or received the perfect gift, what was it? 312-946-4995.
I think I've given the perfect gift. Does that make me have a big head?
I mean the donuts you got us this morning were pretty perfect, if I do say so myself.
Austin found out over the VMAs last night that Taylor Swift is out with a new album on his birthday.
On my birthday.
October 21st.
October 21st.
So that's good news. And that's probably the best birthday gift you could ever ask for.
Look, my wife's given me some great gifts over the years.
Mm-hmm.
One time actually in Chicago, we were in Chicago for a trip, and she We landed, and she's like, I don't want to wait. I want to give you your gift now. And she hands me this, like, grocery store bag. And inside is an apple. And then also inside is one of my, like, wristwatches.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I already own this. This is my watch. And then also an apple. And what she was saying was, I got you. I ordered you an Apple Watch.
Oh.
And this was like right after they'd just come out. And I was so
excited.
I was geeking. Yeah. So that was pretty good. And I just like the delivery of it.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
But what was yours?
So I have a girlfriend who got married, and at her wedding reception, I hired an a cappella group to perform at her wedding reception.
Stop.
Is that cheesy? Or is that good?
Wait, to perform at her wedding reception?
Yeah.
So they perform one song?
They performed a set, like a little mini set.
Was that your only gift for the wedding?
No, I mean, I got her like a card and like money.
Okay. All right, good. Like a blender or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But okay. I mean, I don't know.
I know. I think
it was
that's...
something. I tried to get her something different.
I'm always scared to mess with anyone's wedding day.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's my only hesitation. That's
really?
Well, it depends on the person. I think it's fine.
I'm thinking, did I?
If someone surprised me with an a cappella group at my wedding, I would have been like, oh, this is cool.
They were really good. Kyle, you had a look on your face like you would have just killed me had I done that at your wedding.
Kyle would have killed you.
I would have been fine with it, but if it was a friend's wedding, if it was my wedding, we would have had a conversation about perfect gifts.
There it is!
Kyle's
like the most easygoing guy of the three of us. And like, he's like, yeah, I would have had choice words for you.
We would have had a conversation.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Wow. Melissa, duly noted. Okay.
Okay.
Oh man.
Now you know what to get me and Kyle coming for.
Yeah. Nothing.
Kyle's like, don't ever surprise me with an acapella group. Okay?
I'm off on my birthday. Don't worry.
I was in the troublemakers in high school. Okay.
Oh my goodness. I do kind of want to know, $44.99.5, like, was that a bad gift?
Ooh.
Let me know now, because I feel like a jerk.
Melissa, you're back.
I'm back.
So I'm going to give you first dibs as to what we do next.
Oh, how about we play One's Gotta Go?
You got it, girlfriend.
Okay. All right.
Get your text messages in to our text line, $44.99.5. We need a couple of options, and then we are going to tell you which one has got to go.
It's as simple as that.
It's literally, the only rule of the game is the name of the game. One has to go. And today we're playing with our buddy Alex in Oswego. Alex, cool. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey,
doing
Alex. Great. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
How's Oswego?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay well, that's good.
Let's
okay.
Go. Oswego, let's go. Okay. All right, Alex, you ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
One's Gotta Go, Oswego.
Okay,
you first, see how that works?
I got you there, bud. Good work. First one, Alex, you're going to lead us off. One's Gotta Go, a band or a cappella group at a wedding reception. Or a DJ? Which one's got to go?
Ooh.
I'm sorry. A cappella. Got to go.
A cappella's got to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, take a walk-a-pella.
What? That
sorry.
Was really
that
bad.
Was terrible.
That was really that bad. Was. I don't sorry. Even know where that came from.
Sorry.
Well.
You think I was off for the last 2 weeks?
Well, get out of here. Well, I mean, I will agree with you because, only because... You know, you got to have, like, the band or a DJ because that's more uplifting. Like, an a cappella thing isn't for an all-night type of thing.
Wait, you
know,
what do you mean?
It's
you
more
guys,
like a quick in and out, like, special
You guys don't want to dance on the dance floor to do 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 do
No, exactly. Exactly.
Do 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 ba-boo. No, I was going to say a cappella's got to go, too.
Okay,
a cappella
right.
groups are great, though.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they are fun. I think it's great. Unique and it's different.
But if I'm at a wedding, yeah.
Okay. One's got to go. Beer or sports?
Oh, stop it.
Making it tough.
Ooh.
Alex, lead it off here.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I could probably give up beer.
What kind of beer do you drink?
Usually Coors Light.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's a good one.
All right.
I like that.
Well, we know Melissa's answer.
Yeah. Well... I mean, all sports except football.
Wow. I don't think you
That's
can.
That's not how that works.
I was going to say, I don't think it works that way.
All right. Well, I tried.
Gosh. Whoever texted this one in, I don't like you. That's just mean. But I think I'll go the way of Alex. I'll say beer's got to go.
Really?
Yeah.
You give up that before
Yeah, because sports? I like to be hurt. And sports always let me down.
Alex loved that one.
Okay.
Okay, last one, Alex. This is all for you. One's got to go. Tim McGraw or the Chicago Bears?
Oh, my.
Chicago Bears. Dude, they what? Suck. They suck.
Buddy.
What? You got to give them a chance for the new season. Alex.
They got to go.
Oh my gosh.
They got to go.
Really? That way you didn't even think about that.
No, I like the sport, but team, yeah.
So, in other words, you've been hurt.
I've been hurt, yeah.
All right, well, then I guess we'll have to give you some Tim McGraw.
I guess that's actually a good thing he answered that, because Tim's right here. He just said Bears. He goes, Bears, get him out. They got to go.
Well, it's Dear Melissa and Austin, and we have somebody who has come back to let us know what has evolved. It's David in Logan Square. David, you called us like a week ago, and you said that you were talking to your brother because you didn't like a girl he was going to ask to marry him.
Oh,
so
that's
what
right.
Yeah, what
I
happened?
So I brought it up to him. We were at Portillo's, and we planned on going to the planetarium. He was pissed. Like, he was upset. He said it wasn't my place, had nothing to do with me. I don't know her. Like, he knows her, and yada, yada, yada. Maybe I'm jealous because I'm single. Little does he know, I'm single on purpose, okay? Because there are plenty of apps, okay? All right? We're on Tinder. We're on Bumble.
Yeah. Okay.
We're on Coffee Meets Bagel.
Okay.
We're on Plenty of Fish. Facebook dating. I'm all over the place, man. I'm out of here, man. So he's upset, and we actually didn't go to the planetarium. But it's like a day or so later, he calls me, and he told me, I mean, he took it into consideration. Like, he thought about it later. Then he decided to, I don't know, go through her phone.
Oh, no. So many people do that.
She did see a text message to some girlfriend of hers about how she really wants to marry him because he's loaded. Because he's loaded.
Oh, my gosh. And
gold-digging Brett. I told you.
That's right. Oh, I was going to say, didn't you say that about her last time you called? And, yeah, that was the line, right? Gold-digging Brett. So she actually is a gold digger.
It's crazy that you picked up on that.
Oh, man, come on, man. We went to Great America one time, and she got two stuffies. How do you need two stuff?
Those are just hard to carry.
Grown woman.
Yeah, who
You're
does that?
Woman.
Oh my God.
So
do you think he obviously called you to tell you this? Like, is he gonna break things off with her?
No, so he hasn't proposed yet, but he said he's definitely not gonna propose yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he's not gonna break it off.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, really? I think I mean, give her a chance to kind of explain, I think.
Gosh, well, he better do some research on this and figure out what the heck's going on, though. You can't get into a relationship like that.
Yeah. David, I'm so glad you called with this follow-up because this is great. Just the fact that you called it and then you brought it up to him, he got mad, and then he learned for himself. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, I was just happy I can get through. I was like, Melissa and Austin have to hear the next part of this.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm so glad you shared it. Well, if he does end up breaking up or asking her to marry him, which I'm not sure if he should, you're going to have to let us know what happens because I am dying.
We're so invested in this now.
I'm dying right now.
I will definitely keep you abreast of the situation. This is not just a movie, it's a series.
Yeah, right.
Apparently it is.
Right, a 10-part series on Netflix.
Yes, or Lifetime.
Or Lifetime. Well, Lifetime could end poorly for your brother. So, yeah, we got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which type of Lifetime.
Right.
Yeah, maybe Hallmark Channel.
Yeah. Chicago Almost Housewives.
Yeah, right.
She didn't quite make it.
Right. Well, David, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you not only just calling the first time, but now calling back with the update. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for letting me tell you the story.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate you talking to us. We hope things work out, of course, always, but who knows where this one's going to go, right?
Marlo in Naperville.
So what do you do in this situation if somebody you know that you care about is just dating somebody you know they're just not the right person?
Honestly, I think what David did is kind of all that anyone can really do. I was in the same situation with my brother. So he was dating this girl that I was friends with at one point in high school, and I stopped being friends with her because she was just so self-centered and just rude and, like, narcissistic and manipulative.
Ooh.
So, I mean,
oh,
yeah.
That's the triple crown.
Yeah.
And like the relationship was the engagement and everything. And like I said, I went to him and told him this stuff. I told my parents. My parents tried, you know, just talking to him about it. Like, and he was just so adamant that he wanted to go through with this. And here we are, a year and maybe 5 months after their marriage, and they're getting divorced now.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, what came to the forefront that caused everything to fall apart in the marriage?
Honestly, I think she just got sick of him, well, not catering to her. So then she left.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He wasn't even the one that broke it off. He just stopped catering to her narcissistic and self-centered tendencies, and she left.
Wow. So has he said anything to you since then? Like, I should have listened to what you said, or does he just not said anything about
not,
that?
Not really outright. He's vented to me about the whole situation, though.
Okay.
And he did, like, bring up, you know, the stuff with the wedding and all that, you know, the family drama that she created in the past. And, I mean, I think he does feel a little bit naive, but he hasn't outright been like, you were right, I should have listened to you, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I don't think there's really anything that anyone can do. That person just has to get to that point on their own.
I know, but it can cause so much turmoil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wish they hadn't gotten married.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you could have saved him a lot of heartache. Oh, well, thanks, Marlo. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Mary in Round Lake.
What do you think somebody should do when you know somebody you care about and the person they're dating is just not the right person?
What happened, it was me that was dating somebody that was not the right person.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
What my friends and family did, especially one of my brothers, was great. They would ask questions, not like, they would ask questions more like about, you know, why we were in the relationship, but, and then they would tell me things that they had heard him say when I wasn't around.
What?
Oh, and then one of the best things that my brother told me was, you know, he felt, well, he asked me, has he asked you to borrow any money? And of course I lied and said no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my
God. I got the money back, so that was good.
Okay, good.
Took some time, but the best thing he told me, he said, you know, women have incredible intuition, and the best thing you could do is listen to your own intuition. And I knew there was something bothering me about the relationship, and he was spot on.
Wow.
Really?
So yeah. you would say, you would, like, as someone who has been confronted, you think it's good to be confronted, right?
Confronted, but in a gentle way,
sure.
Kind of like through the back door. More like, you know, ask, don't tell them, hey, that person's bad for you, break up. Because
okay.
We all know that'll make us hang in tighter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you you weighing in and sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you both.
Melissa, that actually brings something up. I've been meaning to talk to you about your boyfriend, Jim.
What do you have to say?
Well.
What? Is he a gold digger?
No, he's awesome. Can I date him?
I think he'd want to date you,
okay,
too.
Yeah, I would date Jim.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
I am back from sinus surgery, and I thought, you know what? What the heck? I'm just going to share, you guys, the trials and tribulations of sinus surgery. And you wouldn't believe what happened from start to finish.
I'll just say this, just to preface it. It's so good that we're on radio. Based off of the photos that you showed us from your recovery.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa.
Because it was more than just sinus surgery. I had other things happening.
Yeah, because you went in for the sinus surgery. You were having trouble breathing. And this is the second time you've gotten it done, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Second time.
And we're thinking, okay, she'll be back early the following week.
That's what I thought. I thought,
but you
know,
were not
8 or 9 days.
Early the following week.
No. So let me just explain to you in the simplest of terms what happened. So I get to the surgery center. Uh-huh. They hook me up to an IV, and the IV was antibiotics. All right? They start pumping you some antibiotics.
Sure.
Well, within about 3 to 4 minutes, my arm starts getting hot and red. And about 2 or 3 minutes later, I look down at my arm, and all my veins are turning purple.
What?
Oh, God.
That's not a normal thing. I've never had antibiotics pumped into my system, but I can imagine that's not normal.
So nobody's around, and it's spreading, and it's starting to go up my arm, right? And I'm like, okay.
Did it feel like a Marvel movie?
It did. It looked like an alien was in my arm and working its way up my arm.
My
and
gosh.
I'm like, if this gets to my heart or something, is this going to kill me?
Sure.
So I pull back the curtain. I'm like, excuse me. I have.
No one was by your bedside?
No one's by my bedside. I'm yelling out in the hallway. I'm like, I think we have a little situation here. So I get like 3 or 4 people come running in.
I'm turning into She-Hulk.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It was my arm had all these purple veins running up it. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So they come in and they unhook that antibiotic because it turns out I'm allergic to it. He throws it in the garbage. He hooks me up to another one. Fine. Well, they had written a prescription for me for that antibiotic. And I said, well, we clearly can't have that. So write me a different prescription. Because these days, because there's all this antibiotic resistance, they have to write you 2 prescriptions instead of 1.
Yeah.
Because they try to combat everything with now 2 different antibiotics. So he wrote me the same prescription as the first one. So he doubled up on the wrong prescription. So now I have 2 of the same prescriptions when it's supposed to be 2 different prescriptions.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't realize this because it's written differently.
Oh, no. No.
So then I have to call him, and then we have to get another prescription. Then I go home, and 3 days later,
all the while your nose is just like so swollen.
Oh, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
I'm miserable. My face is swollen. My eyes are leaking. It's
my
awful.
My eyes are leaking. I don't think that's good.
It turns out I'm allergic to the medical tape that is strapped on my nose
and
my face.
The tape.
I'm allergic to the medical tape. It's called Steri-Tape. And once 3 or 4 days into it, I noticed my face is getting really red and irritated. 2-3 days later, he's like, try to take some Benadryl. So I'm taking Benadryl. It's not helping. I take off the Steri-Tape. I turn into a giant water blister on my face.
Ew. Ew.
It is a giant from my eyebrows down to my lip. To both cheeks, a giant water blister.
Oh, gosh. Melissa.
I won't give the discussion about how disgusting it was in case you're eating.
I think water blister is good enough.
But I will say that what turned out to be and supposed to be a semi-rough surgery turned out to be a brutal surgery. And the millions of things that could have gone wrong went wrong. So I apologize for not being here for 11 days.
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
Well, the VMAs were last night, and they had, first of all, a couple really cool things where it looked like an astronaut was jumping down, and it looked so real, like, you know how the astronaut MTV holding the flag?
The trophy. Yeah, the moon man.
And it was like the moon man was like jumping down onto the ground, and I don't even know if it was real, but it looked real for a minute, and the next minute it sort of looked like it was animated, but whatever, it was the coolest thing ever.
Did you say, I don't know if it was real?
Well, because I didn't know if it was like a real person in like a lit up suit. I don't know. It was just crazy.
NASA like sent someone?
No, like not like astronaut? That. Like, you dope. No, like somebody was dressed up in an, whatever. Anyway, if you Google it, it's funny. It's cool. Like,
and then there were these aliens, and I don't know if those were real.
No, but Taylor Swift was there, and she also said that she is coming out. Their new album that's coming out October 21st on your birthday. That's for Austin for his birthday.
Thank you, Tay-Tay.
The other big news is Kane Brown performed. He, since I think 1984, there has not been a male country singer who has performed at the VMAs.
How about that?
He's the first one since the 80s.
And he sounded amazing.
He did sound good.
Just rocking.
He
out.
Did great, but I will say that didn't sound country, Kane.
Yeah, Kane.
That wasn't country.
Kane, what are you doing, Kane?
Yeah.
No, he's crossing over, isn't he?
He's kind of trying to.
I think he's like going the T-Swift route.
He is absolutely trying to make a crossover. So I don't know if he's going to stay country or move into like pop or rap or what, but he sounds great and he's talented and the people loved him. But boy, I was like, that's not Kane Brown music. What's happening here?
That's not the Kane Brown we know and love.
That's not the Kane Brown we know and love.
Be more real, like that moon man.
It was really cool.
The Cubs lost to the Brewers yesterday, 97. Womp womp. The Sox lost to the Diamondbacks 3-2, completing the three-game sweep by the terrible Diamondbacks. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
And the Chicago Sky, Melissa, while you were gone, they advanced to the semifinals of the WNBA playoffs.
Okay, good.
But they lost game one to the Connecticut Sun, 68-63. Womp.
Womp, womp again.
Womp. A lot of womp womps. It's time now for the Great at 8, and I'll go ahead and start. My great news today is that Melissa's back.
Aw, thanks. Aww. I am back.
Yeah.
What's your great news?
That's my great news.
No, I mean you. Listening.
Oh, let's find out.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining.
Mary and Calumet.
What's your great news?
My great news is last January, my brother was diagnosed with laryngeal cancer.
Oh, no.
And went through the most horrific treatments involved with that.
Okay.
Finished in March, and then about a little over a month ago, got another scare where they had to do more biopsies.
Okay.
But the biopsy came out clear, so he is cancer-free.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Oh,
my
gosh.
That is such good news.
Yes, it is.
That had to be a huge relief for him and everybody in the family, everybody surrounding him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What, does he have to still get tested regularly just to make sure it doesn't come back?
Well, and anybody does for a period afterwards has to go back every few months,
okay,
you know, just to be sure. And he's still has a tracheotomy that he's hoping is going to be removed within another month or so, but that all depends on what's going on in the throat.
And Mary, what's his name?
His name is Ray.
Obviously, we would love for you to pass, our congratulations on to him that he had a clear scan, and we hope that he, you know, continues to have those.
Yeah, we're celebrating Ray today.
All right. We celebrate him every day now.
I love it.
I love that so much.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for calling with that great news, because it truly is great news, and we're so happy for you and the entire family.
Well, thank you guys for being there. Listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Aw. Well, Mary, thank you so much for supporting us, too.
Yes.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too.
Jennifer in Old Irving Park.
What's your great news?
I called a few months ago in May 15th just to let you guys know I was having bariatric surgery, and this is my update today.
Yes.
I'm down 52 pounds.
Wait, holy what? You're down how many?
52.
You just called.
I know. It's exciting.
Look at you, Jennifer. How are you feeling?
I feel amazing. I feel like a woman, actually, not a mother.
Yeah.
What was the date of your surgery?
May 16th.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I don't know what to say. That's incredibly fast.
Yeah.
It's definitely fast, but I feel amazing, and that's all that matters. I can do things I couldn't do before.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. I just didn't, I had no idea that it worked that quickly.
Yeah, I didn't think it would fall off this quickly, but, it came off my face, and then everywhere else it started shifting.
Gosh.
What was the recovery like from the surgery?
It was a little brutal. Let me tell you, the first 2 weeks were rough. And then after that, keeping anything down was hard in the beginning. And then after that, it's been smooth sailing.
Ew.
Okay. So how soon after a surgery like that can you get up and, go for long walks or whatever?
Oh, they want you up the next day walking, 5-10 minutes. And then you got to start gradually working yourself into it. So by the end of the week, I was walking a mile.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Wow.
And was that how many days in the hospital with the surgery like that?
It was one.
Wow. That's unbelievable to me. Well, I'm so happy for you that it's already turning out to be such a success story.
Yeah, and thank you so much for calling and giving us the update, too. We love to hear the updates on big things that people are going through, and this certainly was something huge for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Melissa.
Austin.
It's 8:35-ish. It's time now to play the 5 at 8:35.
Awesome.
Today we've got Jason in Portage, home of Melissa McGurn.
That's right.
And we've got Sharon in Blue Island.
Okay, great.
Jason, say hello to Sharon.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Jason. Good luck.
That's nice.
Good luck. Jason, is the statue of Melissa still up in the town square of Portage?
Yes, it is, actually. We were taking selfies with it last night.
Way to play along, Jason.
Love it. Love it.
All right. Are you two ready to play some 5 at 8:35 to win some tickets to see Luke Bryan, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, September 10th?
Yes.
I am ready.
All right. Let's do this. We've got these 5 crunchy questions. The most important part is your name is your buzzer.
All righty.
All right.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Luke Bryan used to write songs for other country artists. Which artist was a recipient of Luke Bryan's songwriting? Was it Travis Tritt, Alan Jackson, or Dolly Parton?
Sharon.
Jason.
Sharon.
Travis Tritt.
Is it Travis Tritt? It is Travis Tritt. Sharon leads 1-0.
All right. Here we go. Question number two. What state is Chris Stapleton's whiskey from?
Sharon.
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon, just barely.
Tennessee.
Is it Tennessee? Tennessee whiskey. Sharon leads 2-0.
Oh, boy, Jason. You're going to have to
Jason.
Get in there.
I know. One more, and Sharon will win those tickets. Question number three. At the end of World War II, mountaineer string band music began to take shape. That type of music today is better known as what?
Sharon.
Oh my gosh, Sharon just barely. Sharon is just barely edging out Jason here.
Maybe bluegrass?
Is it bluegrass? Three for three,
goodness.
Sharon.
Sharon,
you're going to see Luke Bryan.
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations. You sure know your country trivia.
Well, I've only been to 5 concerts this year, so.
Is that all?
It shows.
Oh, that's all, I guess. Well, you're going to one more with Luke Bryan, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, September 10th. Jason, don't you worry, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have another chance to play tomorrow. Look, you were right there. You just
so
missed
close,
out on the
Jason.
Buzzer just by seconds.
I think I'm on that 3-second delay or something there in Indiana.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Try again, though, tomorrow to see if you can be the 19th or 20th caller, okay?
I sure will. I appreciate it.
All
and
right.
Don't forget to send us your selfies with the statue of Melissa in the town square of Portage.
I will text those over as soon as we hang up.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.